Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Visit a live archaeological dig site on the very grounds where America began, or walk the fields where our country was won. Live like a colonial by day or track 18th century ghosts by night. For all the history to be found here, there's plenty more to make for yourself. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Bet online. It's the fastest, it's the easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first market odds and lines. Find reviews, news for every single league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, even golf, my friend. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information and live in-game betting, props, also some futures. Head to BetOnline today, use your mobile device, join today. Make your first sports bet. Use the promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's BLEAV50, BELIEVE50. Bet online, where the game starts. Thank you, Bet Online, for bringing this podcast to the people.
Hey, welcome to Great News. I am Kevin. This is Mike Catherwood. And every week, why do I say every week? Twice a week, we bring you podcasts that highlight people who are doing nice things for other people. Yeah. It's very refreshing to understand that not everybody's an a-hole and that we live in a world where there's a lot of kindness. It doesn't sound right, but it is true.
And so I think again, and I'm not pointing fingers because I understand it's a business like any other business in media, but the news has one obligation, and that's to get ratings to support the advertisement. And, you know, highlighting people doing great stuff doesn't drive ratings as much as highlighting people doing bad stuff. And you get a really kind of tainted view of the way people are, because in reality, I think by and large, people are really good to each other and loving.
I agree. And you said taint. All right.
I said taint.
Mike, do we already do the intro?
No.
Oh, I was thinking about Liam Gallagher. I would like to hear Cher do the intro to this episode.
It's an intro. It's an intro. The same old and the happy about the blues is coming in my head.
Before we move on, I do have one question. Yes. The headband is, that's a final decision on the headband?
Yeah. To stay? Just, there was not a contrived thing, as most beautiful things in life are. I happen to be sitting here next to me.
Right.
And
I wasn't sitting there next to you. I don't have a headband sitting here next to me.
Because it's 100 million degrees here, and wow. I am a very physical person that exercises a lot. Right. And I got tired of sweat being in my eyeballs.
All right.
So I happened to take this off right here, and I was like, "Hey, that's going on my head."
So it's gross and sweaty. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, it's way nasty.
We've talked about my absolute hatred of birds. I don't like birds. Birds can go.
When are you going to come visit the farm then?
I don't need them. I tried to pay Mike $100 just to shoot a shotgun over the top of birds just to scare them away because they were so loud and we couldn't record this podcast. I don't like them.
Well, listen.
I'll come take care of them if you want me to.
One of these days, we're going to be doing a show and a predatory bird's going to come get my bird.
Right.
Come try. And I'm going to shoot it on the show.
Okay.
That's going to happen.
Well, I'm looking forward to that day. Until then, too. This dude has made friends with a hummingbird.
Oh.
And hummingbirds are incredibly small.
Hummingbirds kick ass, though.
That's what I think, too. So watch this guy as he lures a hummingbird in with a little treat and then asks him if he wants to chill. And the hummingbird stops his wings and sits on his hand. Hector is his name.
Huh. That's amazing.
You want to take a chill?
Take a chill.
There you go.
He stops.
Oh my God.
Flying and sits on his hands.
Dude.
Isn't that something? That's my.
Look how beautiful that bird is, man. Jeez.
That's the only bird I like. There's one bird I like, and it's Hector.
Do fireflies count as birds? I don't know if they're insects.
No.
Or not.
No. It's not a firefly. It's a hummingbird.
No, I know. I'm asking if fireflies are actually birds, not flies.
No, they're flies. They have fly in the name.
Yeah, but peanuts have nut in the name, and they're not nuts.
Okay, listen.
Huh.
It's tough to argue.
Kevin.
Yes.
Little boys, brothers, reunited. Watch this beautiful display of love. That's all there is to it. Just watch this love for another person. It made me so happy. You're a part. They're speaking Portuguese, so don't think like the audio was off and you couldn't understand them. You wouldn't be able to, unless, you know, you speak Portuguese.
That little kid on the left is a bitch, though, right?
Yeah, because I might feel like that about
the kid
people.
On the right was like, I'm really happy to see you.
Either that or the kid on the right doesn't share that feeling, which would be even more sad.
That is true. Yeah. All right, man. My next story involves a rapper named J. Cole.
And, J. Cole, yeah.
Yeah. And Sierra Bossarge Russell of Glassboro was in high school when she met him. And he said, if you graduate from college, I will come to your graduation.
Huh?
Now, of course, that was, you know, 4 or 5 years before this particular thing happened. But watch.
Well, now a celebrity sighting in our area.
Yeah, we love when that happens, especially these type of celebrity sightings. Grammy-winning rapper J. Cole attended a fan's college graduation at Rowan University. Take a look at the picture. Here's the proof. There's J. Cole with Rowan University's class of 2022's Sierra Bossarge Fussell from Glassboro. So apparently, when Sierra was in high school, the rapper promised the diehard fan that he would attend her college graduation, and he made good on his promise. Wow. She looks so happy.
I will say, I'm not a fan of rap, a big fan. I know that may come as a surprise, but as a result of this, I will follow J. Cole because I think this was a first-class operation, him showing up for this graduation.
It is, but you're not a fan of rap? I thought you had Biggie on your iPhone.
I know.
No?
So surprising, isn't it?
Listen. The newscaster's pretty white.
Why did he have to ruin everything? That was such a beautiful story.
I don't know.
Listen, I'm not much of a fan of rap.
You know that good guy in the story, the guy that's doing the good thing? Not a fan.
I don't like anything about what he does. His entire genre, I'm not a fan. So, chair.
Why don't you keep
shut
that to
the
yourself?
Fuck up?
Right, keep that to yourself.
Even if he was like, I totally could understand if he was like, you know what? I wasn't familiar with this guy's work, but now I'm totally going to support him because this is so. A first class operation, as he put it. I'd be like, hey, okay, I understand. It's a live broadcast. You got to talk and be yourself. What the fuck?
I'm not a fan of rap.
But that's a beautiful and J. Cole, like This is one of many stories of like him being super impressed. He's a super impressive guy.
He is. Agreed. He has a lot of stories just like this one.
He's a much better person all around than me.
Oh, yeah.
But initially, like, tell me if it... All right. Do you think it at all played a role that she's really, really pretty?
I mean, why do you have to ruin the story, Mr. I'm not a fan of rap? And yes.
I'm A, a fan of rap, and B, a fan of J. Cole. But...
I answered your question. Yes, I did.
It's even if he's not got like any other intentions, I'm not saying like he's trying to, but like I will tell you, I'm a married man. I have zero desire to cheat on my wife or even like flirt with the idea or do anything that would potentially offend my or hurt my wife. But if an attractive woman asked me to do something, I'm much more prone to like be motivated to do it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know why you have to ruin the story.
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. I probably shouldn't have ruined the story.
You're a terrible human.
Here's how I'll make up for it. This one is my widowmaker, Kevin, because this is the one of the stories that I pulled for today that I absolutely cried.
All right, I'm going to follow. I just wanted you to know that I'm going to follow up your widowmaker with a widowmaker.
Oh, damn. All right. This is a hockey team. I did a little research, but I couldn't really find out. I don't know if it's a college team or a semi-pro team, but it's a hockey team of, they look to be young men, but grown men. And one of their teammates, got cancer. He had a very rare form, unexpectedly was, and look what they do to celebrate the beginning and the end of his chemotherapy treatment. Got a whole team. We got signs and everything. Wow. Team captain gave him a letter. Of the nursing staff up there waiting. 6 months later, they are here to celebrate the end of his treatment. And look, they're waiting. Wow. Oh, that one got me, man.
Wow. The whole team, too.
Yeah, the whole coaching staff and everything.
Wow, that's amazing.
Imagine if you're too, like, if you're the parent of that poor child, like, that's such a spirit booster when you need it most, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Being a parent of that child would be heartbreaking. And then to see that team show up like that would be just the opposite. It would make you feel wonderful. My next story is a woman by the name of Maria Clark. Her son, Nicholas Peters, died a couple of years ago in a car accident.
Oh,
and she knew that he wanted to be a donor. So they donated his organs, and a 14-year-old boy ended up with his heart. The 14-year-old boy had gotten a heart implant when he was 2, and then that had not worked properly. So he needed another heart. And when this guy got in a car accident, he got this guy's heart. And the mom is the woman on the right, and she is listening to the heartbeat of her son in this 14-year-old boy.
To my children and got them all consoled and told them that he wanted to be an organ donor. I told him not. I said, we can't bury all this magic. We have to share it. So we as a family made the decision and decided to go ahead and share his organs.
14-year-old was awaiting his second heart transplant. John Paul was 2 years old when he developed a problem with heart failure. When he got the first transplant, they knew the probability of getting a second one was high. In September 2020, they said to Paul that the heart had become
fatal. Oh, my God, this is so strong. He would be by knowing that his organs and tissues are giving life to new families. I'm just glad to know that that heartbeat is still beating on and giving him life, energy, and more passion.
Isn't that amazing? Wow.
Yeah, that's a home run, man.
God, what an incredible sentiment to say you can't just bury all that magic.
Yeah, that was a really beautiful statement. God, man, I know I don't mean this in a demeaning way, but he was like just a kid, you know, 25 years.
Yeah.
Barely scratching the surface, man. That's God, that is rough.
But even in his death was able to help people. And if you're not an organ donor, you absolutely should be. You don't need your organs.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. I don't know. Like, it's a weird thing, like where people get protective of the body. Maybe I don't know if there's religious stuff there, maybe, and I don't want to crap on that because it's outside of my understanding, but if it's not, like, that's a weird thing to be kind of protective of something that could be helpful when you're dead.
Yeah. So, I can't imagine that there's anything that they could use for me, but they're welcome to try.
Well, Ficky. You know,
do they do those transplants yet?
They do.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Believe me. All right. Believe me, they do. I've looked into it because, you know, I suffer. Yeah. So this guy, Ryan the Lion, I want to make people I want to give this guy his credit. He's according to his Instagram account, he is a business coach, maid service coach, and serial entrepreneur. He's at Ryan the Lion VO. And I guess that's his thing. He's like a venture capitalist and an entrepreneur and investor, and he kind of helps other businesses do better business, consultant and whatnot. He likes to frequent this diner or cafe, it looks like, and he struck up a conversation with one of the servers there and caught on video doing something that I thought was really beautiful. Check this out.
Okay, so look, we're not gonna tip you on the card. What we'd like to do is tip you in cash, and on behalf of all of us here, here's about $1,000.
Take me deeper than my feet could ever walk.
Yeah.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
I'm from this industry, and a lot of us are too. We appreciate everything you do. Hug everybody.
Thank you so much, everybody. Oh my God, are you kidding me? You guys have no idea how much this helps me out in my life. I'm a single mom, so it helps a lot. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Wow. Before we started these episodes today, Mike was talking about the miracle that single moms are.
Yeah.
How much work they have to do.
And by the way, and just to be fair, single dads, it doesn't happen as nearly as frequently, but it does have the comic Josh. Of course, I can't remember his name now, but it does happen where, you know, guys end up doing it, but it's way, 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 way more frequently that you see these single moms. And I don't understand. I don't understand how it's possible because
we couldn't do it. You and I
I'm financially stable. My wife and I are, and my wife is now filming her new show, and it's in New Orleans. So she's gone for a lot of time. And a couple for when she was filming the pilot, she was gone for 2 weeks, and it was during my daughter's spring break. And I was like, I don't understand how the fuck people even make it through a day, and I don't have to worry about paying the rent and feeding my daughter. How the fuck do these people who
are scratching to get by with no help. It's a goddamn miracle. And to see that woman, you could see it in her reaction.
Yes.
That wasn't $1,000 to just anybody. That was fucking life changing. And I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, it wasn't money. It was hope for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you like this podcast, subscribe and let your friends know about it. And also click the little notification button so that you can tell when we post them, which is Mondays and Thursdays. Mike, is it possible to do Rick James?
Yeah. Oh, that's right, bitch. It's an outro, bitch. She's a freaking little bitch. It's an outro. Take off your clothes, let's get freaky, cause it's an outro. I want another drink, I love cocaine, and it's an outro.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.